rose in the spring, and I admire how you bloom in. You make my love come down, or I'm assuming. Just like a fairy tale, you can be my groom, then travel to another dimension where we assume and trust. We living for nobody but us. See, this is far beyond your physical. Your smile is my rush for real. I'm saying this is more than I feel. There's no description, this is something only heaven reveals. So many wounds that I have carried, you have already healed. I feel protected when you're near me, you're my guide and my shield. It's not a question that you can grant me, all that I ask. Come from a different kind of cloth, and I'm just stating a fact. I will forever ask you, woman, you can look into my eyes and follow the stars and listen to what the sky's saying. Among a few of the candidates who should understand, less is more when you proceed and realize God's plan.
Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life.
Yeah, listen. When you awake, the sun sets in the east, as elegant as the milk monastery of the ancient of Greece. Baby, I kneel before you, place a kiss to your feet. Know that you're something special and just not in the sheets. My fella, I do adore. Splendor couture, every breath I feel your awe. Down to my core, so elated that I'm yours. Ruler of every kingdom, like lions, I hear you roar. Here I am, baby. Love is earned, but never given. Religion is rhyme, not even Muslim, not even Christian. My mission is complicated, even though it doesn't have to be. I can feel your heart beyond your maximum capacity. Told you from beginning, nobody was coming after me. Let's paint a picture, I see a life with you. Good girl, I shall remain, cause baby, I'm right with you. Remember many days I was spending with nights switching, now we're spending eternal when
same
I'm killing
time
my life
next year,
with ya.
I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life. Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that is good in life. Oh,
yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday to Channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing and keep it funky and keep it locked. Channel Players Play.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac.
Yes, indeed, broadcasting live on this blessed Sunday. You're blessed if you woke up this morning, you can still wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. You could get out of bed, maybe with a few aches and pains, but nonetheless, you have arisen.
Has arisen. That's proper English. And I'm wiggling. I'm wiggling. I'm live and wiggling. It's your boy K Dizzle on Can a Player Play, doing what we do every Sunday. And we're gonna ride on and doing something like this.
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Message to the newborns, waiting to breathe. If you believe, then you can achieve. Just look at me, against all odds, don't like this hard to carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smell for me now. Phrases I rush, and I can walk you through the days of the dust. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows when it finally came. Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many hassles in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like to drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, they burning, inhale the germ smoke, visualize the flames, well I've been smothered by my own pain, strange wisdom, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is for friends, we military minds and soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah, to help me, somebody save me, lost the crazy. Hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families made shine up on your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the eternal life, the hope it leads to eternal life. We say a prayer for the homie Pop.
That song is, how relevant that song is. In today's economy, we need to smile. In the political climate in this country, we're not smiling enough. Your boy, Pretty Tony, and as always, let me make sure I introduce him with his new name, Dr. K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love. Did okay. I get that right, sir?
Yes, sir. Didn't that just sound just smooth? So you may not understand that, but those out there, there's those out there that do understand.
Welcome to the show. We want to thank everybody joining us. We're basically doing the part two to last week's show when we were discussing. We're in full blown political season right now, and as with every election, the the ramifications over the next 4 years will be felt by all. And last, we're talking about Obama, Romney, and the good old merrymen of Capitol Hill. You know, they're always well-dressed and looking tanned and spiffy and having the best meals and driving in the best cars. And
Before you go too far, Tony, I don't want to interrupt you, man. Don't you want to let the desegregation department in? I forgot that word. What you calling?
The Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's see, you know. Good day. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's his name?
I couldn't think of that term, man. I apologize.
Okay, doctor. Okay.
Joe from Montana, the head of the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
Here I am.
Before we go any further, I also want to thank, man, I feel honored. Last week in the four-year history of the show, last month of July, 2012, was our biggest listenership month in the history of the show. Y'all are spreading the word. We're humbled, very appreciative as we stand on our little podium and try to spread a little light into the darkness. And this is a therapy session. When you come here, it's a therapy session. You never know what you might stumble into. It might be a relationship therapy session. It might be a financial therapy session, political. On this show, you get a little bit of everything. Right now, we're trying to do the political aspect of it. And last week, Joe from Montana was in the midst of talking about the Federal Reserve. And as Joe was talking, I was like, it brought a very interesting question to my mind. The Federal Reserve basically controls our life. And I bet you, except I'll throw Ben Bernanke in there since all of us are somewhat familiar with his name. Does anybody else out there in listening land know the other six members of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Board? I bet you don't, because none of us spend a great deal of time thinking about, myself included, and I want to make sure I give Joe this credit, because on more than one occasion, he has talked about the Federal Reserve Board on this show, but he's never really gotten in depth. So I went and did a little bit of reading to find out, okay, let me see what Joe is talking about, because none of us ever think about the Federal Reserve. We hear the name every day, all the time, and none of us even blink. Not realizing, as I now do, which I'll make sure I claim ignorance at first, these people basically control our damn lives.
That's right.
And not only do they control our lives, they are independent of the Congress, Senate, and even the President. They don't need anybody's permission to do anything that they damn well do. And when they get in for a term, their term is not for 2 years or 4 years. It is a 14-year term. So I'll put it out there into listenership land. Anybody on the switchboard, I'm about to let somebody in. Anybody in the archives, you can email me. Or, that'll be cheating because by then y'all would have already looked it up. Name the other six members of the Federal Reserve Board. These people that control not only my bank account, your bank account, the flow of money in and out of this country, around this country, they decide how much money shall be paid, how much percentages get paid, all that stuff. And I'm not going to say it's scary because it is a part of our political landscape. But after I got to looking at the Federal Reserve, it's a little bit scary, y'all, how much juice these people got. Now, hold on. I see somebody press the button. They want to join us. Let's see if they have something to add to the conversation. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
738, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
We're doing well.
good,
will.
Good. Can you hear me?
Loud
very clear.
Okay, let me try to get some clarity here. Can you hear me now?
We hear you loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're loud.
Right. How you brothers doing, Brother Tony, Brother
Doctor.
Doctor Diddy. Doing his
and
thing.
And Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
This is your boy JR calling out of Vegas. You know, I just kind of peeped in on y'all's combo about the Federal Reserves. And you're right, from what I've heard in the last few minutes, we are controlled by the Federal Reserve, which is built up by, no, not trying to be prejudiced, by the Jewish people. And they pretty much got it down packed, had it down packed. And our president, or any president, not to be, you know, disrespectful, but they're just a token thereof, because, you know, Federal Reserve, they running it and holding it down and have been since the beginning of the Americas. So what do we do in the time of crisis right now? Well, I'm trying to tell people, start saving your vitals, such as your vegetables and things like that, which is going to be damaged because we get ready to go into a serious, serious drought. Federal Reserve sitting up on trillions, they ain't going to help this crisis that we get ready to have, because they're not set up to do that. Their money is set up to rape and pillage the country, throw their money over in Caymans and high yields and Swiss accounts, and we sit around and we are pretty much victims of ignorance, because we don't even know that's going on. We just trying to look in our pocket, wondering why we don't have the money. Well, because the Federal Reserve controls the cash flow. And if the cash flow is not circulating, such as it is not, then we're going to have the issues in which we have. So it ain't no such thing of us being broke when we got the Federal Reserve sitting on trillions of dollars, but yet and still is always surcharged to the citizens. So they just came up with this new word, surcharge. So they surcharging us for the mistakes in which they are perpetrating, so that way they can funnel money. So
surcharge.
Like,
let me surcharge
of seniorage.
Right.
Excuse me.
Let me jump in here and throw in a question right quick, because like a handful of us already recognize the problem. But what we really need to be focused more on is the solution. What do you see that? What is your idea on that?
I see the solution for everybody who's just trying to come up with a solution, A, is to be self-contained. And what I mean by that, prepare yourself. People don't have to prepare themselves. The only solution is to prepare yourself, A, for this drought that we get ready to have, because the vitals of not eating is going to be an issue. We got a problem where we won't be able to eat because we have a drought. So I'm telling people to prepare yourself, A, with that, because it ain't going to even be about the money. It's about survival now. So stock up on water. I have a program here in Vegas, but I'm extending it out to the nation, which is called the Community Supportive Agriculture, where people can buy in, and my organization will deliver you your vegetables and fruits, because it's going to be, it's down to that now. It's down to just the bare, how do I eat? You know, people say it in theory, I need to eat, but technically we don't really need to physically know how to eat. By the end of this year, prices is going to shoot sky high on our vitals, our vegetables, our fruit, our meat. So I'm telling people to do that and to stock up on water. So that's a solution. Speaking of solution, now solution of trying to change what they got. No, we have no control. Our arms ain't long enough. So we got to think about self-preservation. We got to think about how I'm going. This drought is coming.
So you don't see the people rallying together to force a change.
Yeah, I see people who've done that back in the day. I don't see today's people because there's for one, they don't even know how to articulate the word unity, let alone execute it. So no, you know what I mean. I can be hopeful and you know and all that, but I'm a realist. I look at you know real time. If something jumped off right now today, people wouldn't know what to do because they're not informed, because people are not on top of this even in this conversation. So how in the world they gonna rally behind something they don't know nothing about? And even if they do know something about, they like, well, that ain't my problem. People are careless now. So the concerns of what y'all's conversations are unique compared to the populace of how people really think and react. So, yeah, you and other people like you would, but that ain't enough to bust a grate with a sledgehammer. So, you know, the populace of the people are not in tune that we even get ready to have a drought. They don't even know that they're not up on it. So, no, not at all. Yes, I wish I'd be hopeful, but, you know, in the real world, no. Why would they? They don't even think about unity. So how in the hell are they going to think about trying to formulate a rally? Them days of Martin Luther King was over in 68. Once he got shot, it was over.
They think about unity long as it's beneficial for them.
Well, in other words, it is beneficial for them. But the thing is that they don't understand what is beneficial to them. Today's people don't understand the pros and cons of what is beneficial. Everybody's got a one-track mind, money. They don't understand that there's two ways to make it. Money makes money and people make money. So people don't have the connection with people no more. So that right there is an issue. So when, you know, the connection of people is gone and all you focusing in is on money, and then that money ain't really worked a lot because the dollar bill is only worth technically, what, 19 cents, 20 cents. By next year, it's going to be worth about four cents. So that means you're going to need plenty of money to even make a dollar. So people don't know that because the government has got their foot on everybody's neck. People are suffering, and so they don't have no time to be conscious. So the consciousness is thrown out the window. But what everybody got in common, they got to get their stomachs fed. And with that being said, that's where I'll be able to help people handle that solution. Because these particular
All right, now hold on, Jay, because I've been listening for a moment, and as for those just tuning in, we're going to get around to Obama and Mr. Romney in a minute, but we're discussing the overall political system in this country. We're discussing the overall political climate in this country. We're discussing that, you know, you heard Mr. Perry keep referring to a drought, and even though they're talking about it, there is a drought in more than one way that's going on right now. There is a serious financial drought that's been occurring for the last 3 years. There is also a drought that's wiping out crops in this country at record rates, which is going to have a significant impact on the economics of this country. Now, as we're discussing politics and election and who we're going to vote for, and we're getting overly bombarded with political ads, I want you to take this into account, ladies and gentlemen, because here on Can a Player Play, we use our small podium to stretch out a little bit. 61% of this country lives from paycheck to paycheck. And most people in this country are one or two paychecks away from homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
49% of this country has fallen into some measure of poverty over the last 3 to 4 years. Middle class, or whatever you want to call it, middle class wealth has been literally wiped out between 40 to 50%. Now, as we are throwing out all these wonderful statistics, as a matter of fact, let me say a little bit for my own people, too. Since the year 2000, more black families have fallen into poverty than in any other decade or two or three before that. But this is not a black or a white or Asian or a Latino thing. This is a us thing. Because as goes this country and its political agenda and its political climate, all of us go. All of us go. So, you know, some people are quick to holler socialism and all these wonderful, throw these things out. Most Americans have no true concept of what socialism truly is, let alone communism. Because truthfully, we don't have a democracy. We have a capitalistic society that is based on I get mine, you get yours, by whatever means necessary. Joe laid it out for you last week as he was discussing our financial collapse of years ago, last 3 years, the real estate market, financial derivatives. And then what do? In the midst of this collapse, we turn around and hand the reins of the economy over to one of the damn bankers who helped us sail down the damn shit stream.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me or is that madness? That's like, you know, the friggin' captain of the ship is a lunatic and about to drive the ship into the friggin' iceberg. But instead of taking it from him, you rev the engine up.
Haven't you heard me say on multiple occasions, he who create the game also make the rules?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this political climate in this country, in this very moment, the lines of division and the nation of separation, where it's us and them and over there and others, is what the climate is right now. We've given everybody fancy names like conservatives and moderates and neoconservatives and liberals and libertarians and yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, the political agenda of this country concerns us all. And no one group should dictate the policy of this entire nation, for no one group represents the will of the people.
Yeah, but see, T, we go right back to that same issue. If people don't stand up, step forth, and let their voice be heard and try to make a change, then it's going to continue to be that way.
Now, I'm going to jump outside as you gentlemen are talking, and I respect each one of you individually for what you've brought to the table, but I'm going to stand on the side of the people who don't have the strength to stand up right now. They don't have the luxury to say, okay, I got to stand up and say something, because they're too concerned with where the next slice of bread is coming from or the next bottle of water.
So, well, this is the reason why I'm speaking on what I'm talking about, because, you know, everything y'all saying makes sense, but at the same token, back at the ranch, it's about survival. That you said this is a capitalistic society, and so it's in full swing. We're in the midst of it, right in the middle of it, so it's getting ready to be a transferring of the haves and the have-nots. That's just the bottom line. The in-betweens are being deleted. You just got to saying 50-60%. So when you got the in-betweens deleted, then there is an issue, because that means there's no camaraderie with the broke people and the rich people. They have nothing in common, okay? The people in the middle class had to modulate, so they had to struggle to get there. So they're trying they're just deleting them as we know it, you know, in the last 6-7 years, you know what I mean? My background being in the financing, I know it all so well, because I put a lot of corporations into funk. So I understand it, on a financial perspective, and the political arena is kind of complex to try to understand. I can't even say I got my finger on it, because it's too buck wild. So the only thing that I can do is tell people to be a little bit more out front, stand out, do like Brother P. Diddy said, stand up. But not a lot of people do it.
And Tony commented on, you know, he's speaking for the people that don't have the strength to stand up. Well, I think they need to realize the country in which they live, because this country is really not known for standing up for the weak, they send their people to week up into the countryside to die when they no longer can serve the mass. You know, so it goes back to that survival thing. It's finna get real gritty out there.
Well, it is already gritty. It's going to get to the point right now that the tolerance is not going to be there, because when you cannot afford to pay for what you used to pay for, which is common, that's going to be an issue, such as when you go into the store and you can get a loaf of bread for $2 and it's going to go up to $8, that's going to be an issue. And then when you realize that they getting ready to cut off food stamps, as we know it, SNAP, that's getting ready to be alleviated. Okay, 80,000 people just in Vegas alone getting shut down by the beginning. California, there's going to be at least 1.5 million. So you're getting ready to have civil unrest. So I'm doing the show, J.R. Perry Farm Fresh Foods, because I'm in a position to be a supplier from a farm.
Sound like they're going to jack you, too.
Well, in other words, they ain't going to jack me, just on the script that they don't control me. So, in other words, as long as you're controlled, you're going to be jacked. If you become independent and self-reliant, you know what I'm saying, and start sort of like a squirrel, start grabbing your nuts before the winter, then you're going to be all right. But if you sit and pause and be like a deer stuck in the light, then oh well. But I'm going to make sure that I at least get the information, like Tony said, to the people who cannot, you know, think, or people who cannot move, or people who may be disabled, whatever the case might be, and you don't have a voice. I'm going to let them know, and it'll be up to them. I consider myself today's time, this time Noah, you know, to let people, just giving people the information. It's up to you how you process it. It's up to you how you utilize it. But I'm a process server. I'm going to knock on the door and serve you the info. You can tear it up and let it go into a default. That's entirely up to you. But times are very rough. We need to help each other think. And so that's why platforms like this are great and valuable, because the people that are listening, you know what I mean, at least they get options. You know, no one is telling you what to do, just giving you some options, because we all here on real time dealing with this. Everybody's situation is a little different, yes. But at the end of the day, we all are going through the same struggle. Now, back to the president, we got President Obama going against this candidate, Romney. And everybody know if Romney comes into office, what it's going to be, because just on the fact that he went over to the NAACP and they booed him, he ain't going to have nothing for people of color.
I want to jump on that. Hold on. I am going to jump all the way on that grenade right now. And I'm glad, as we're getting down in the show here, as we're discussing the political climate in this country, and we're looking from one side of the fence to the next, I want to make sure that everybody that, you know, this little podium that I have, all the hundreds and the thousands of people that have tuned in, you understand that there is no us and them. You understand that it is all of us driving on this bus that's headed over the cliff. Now, you have to decide the greater and the lesser of two evils. And on this show, I consider every politician a politrician. I consider every senator, congressman, representative, president, whatever title you want to bestow upon them, they are all dealing with the agenda of those that put them in office. As we look with the statistic that I kicked out earlier, almost every demographic has been hit over the last 4 years or 3.5 years by this economy that we're dealing with. Some aspects of our nation have been hit harder than others. Yet every time we turn around and we even mention the word taxation a little bit more on those who have a lot. Everything is up in arms. But we are so quick to take away from the have-nots. We're so quick to take away from education. We're so quick to take away from everything than those who can actually afford for a little bit more to be taken. And I am all for you getting ahead and stacking your millions and your billions. And I'm all for progress. And I'm all for innovation. But let's be realistic. A wealthy person did not get wealthy by giving away their wealth. They got wealthy by stacking their wealth. Corporations are sitting on trillions of dollars right now. Trillions. I didn't use the B word. I'm using the T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N-S. Record profits. Just sitting on it. What are you waiting on? Is what I want to ask you. What exactly are you waiting on to occur while you're just sitting on trillions of dollars rather than spurring on innovation, rather than spurring on growth? It is a further way to hamper the growth of the small businessmen, which everybody likes to stand up in their fancy speeches and say is the backbone of this nation.
Control. All about control at the end of the day.
I mean, well, that's what capitalism is all about. I mean, let's stick to what it is. If you're in a capitalistic society, it doesn't indicate that you're spiritual. It doesn't indicate that you're considerate. It doesn't indicate that you're mindful. It indicates that you are capitalizing on the weak, the people who do not have what you have. So you capitalize on them. So it's just capitalism is at its all-time high. It's just been hiding behind the middle class, you know, and now it basically strangled the middle class so it could be rich or poor. Ain't no in between. So that's why they're holding on their dollars to starve out the country. Without circulation of monies, then we're going to have issues. When you're taking monies out of the country and putting them in these perpetrated-ass wars, billions and trillions, it don't cost that damn much, but that's what they're claiming. And put it over in the Caymans and Swiss accounts and high
hey, man, can they pay their people whatever they want to pay them?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They can pay them whatever they want to pay them. Taking money from the taxpayers and it ain't coming back. It's like this. If you take money out of the bank and you don't replenish money back in the bank, then it's going to be an empty safe. So that's what they did. See, money.
I'll just print up some more.
Well, in other words, your money that you're printing, although you're printing this money up, the money is worthless because you have a debt ratio that you owe to the powerful countries. So therefore, your money is worthless. So when you try to print up $1 trillion and tell China, they laugh at you. Like, man, get up out of here. You owe us that, A. B, your dollars is not even worth a dollar. And you go over to Europe, same thing. You know, so our money, in other words, it's depreciated. It has no clout anymore. It used to be the biggest thing. When I go over to the UK or go anywhere, and I would say, "Wham! I can get a lot for my dollar." Now you can't get a bang for your buck no more because we owe these people money. And just like if I owed you money, then basically if I said, "Here's $20, but I owe you $500," you're gonna be looking at me all lopsided. You're gonna be like, "Well, man, I know you're trying, but that ain't even the interest." So we're in so much debt that our money means nothing. Now, it means a little bit to the layman here in the country of the United States, but the thing is, we're getting ready to go into a convergence. Remember J.R. Perry told you this. We're going to go into a convergence. Our money is going to, they're going to tell us we're going to have to go to the bank, we're going to have to go to a drop-out spot, take all your liquid, and you're going to convert it over and then you'll know how much you got. So you better get some paper. You got no other choice. Get some paper.
Joe, you've been awful quiet today. Let us hear from you.
Okay. You said you had something to do with the financial industry. What was it?
I worked in the legal field of corporate debt collections. I was the man that pretty much, once the judgment was done, I'm the man that lined up your assets. I was the asset locator. I ran many legal departments for corporations and law firms in which when people get sued, not the collector.
You went after the – okay, you didn't go after the judgment, huh?
No, in other words, I was the person that located your assets when
okay.
the judge was sitting for 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
So
now
I'm so I was an individual here in America, and I had an opportunity at a very young age to understand how this thing was going, and it's ugly. Business is ugly. I don't like it.
That's another thing too. I'm going to bring in my own perspective on capitalism. We don't have capitalism today. What we have is fascism. We have crony capitalism. Capitalism, the reason why, to answer Tony's question, is why, and your question, why are they taking money out of the country is because of rules and regulations that impose very high taxes on companies like Apple and GE and GM, and mostly GE. Most companies are going to suffer. We've had 40 consecutive months of corporate earnings, which were fairly positive. We are now going to get corporate earnings, which are going to be, they're not going to meet with expectations of the analysts. That's going to be one of the catalysts of the economic collapse, because the cooking of the books, which a lot of companies do, like in Exxon, for example, we're going to see corporate earnings reported as being way, way down. A few of the companies of the Fortune 500 have their fortunes overseas, and they would be willing to bring them back if it weren't for the taxes. So the reason why we have a lack of a middle class isn't because we have so much money. We have a lot of money, okay? We're awash in liquidity. What we have are no jobs. We have 88 million people with no jobs. We have 6 million people, 10 million jobs, 6 million jobs in the last 10 years that got eliminated along with, I think it was either 5,000, 50,000 factories, probably 5,000 factories, which would have given the middle class a jump up. But we don't have that. And we also have an immigration problem, which to me is one of the major problems, which adding to our economic plight, because they don't speak English, they don't want to speak English, they don't want to assimilate. When you have people who don't wish to assimilate in the nation in which they reside, you do not have a homogeneous nation. You have a nation of us versus them. In terms of drought,
right, you're right. I don't want to step on you, but you absolutely 100. Keep talking though.
Okay, in terms of the drought, other people were predicting economic collapse and go get food. 43% of our country right now is in a severe drought. If my memory is correct, I think I read that either yesterday or the day before.
No, it's high. It's up there. It's really up there.
Something like 36 states, Tony.
Yeah, the number, I don't know the exact number, but it's about up there. Let's reiterate, it's some measure of a drought, some more severe than others, but at least about 36 states are definitely in the midst of some kind of drought.
Just because of that, people should go get freeze-dried foods or foods that are going to last for years and get themselves a water filter.
I got something better than that for people, and I want people to know if they're in Vegas, if they're online, tune into my radio show, Farm Fresh Foods, on 88.1 FM on August 13th, or go up to my internet radio station, lovedropradio.com, 9 a.m. Pacific standard time so I can educate you guys on where you'll be able to start really getting all your vitals, because we have a farm. So therefore, I'm have the first urban CSA in this nation, where people will be able to buy into a CSA program, and they'll be able to get their organic vegetables and fruits delivered to their house. I will have experts teaching African Americans as well as other people, because it's not just a black thing, but I chose to use an urban station because we're the last to always find out everything. Everybody's not as intelligent as you brothers, knowing statistics and knowing what's going on. I always looked out for the underdog. So this is why, not just sitting there complaining and having my opinion, I have a solution. So therefore, we have greenhouses, so we're not affected by droughts. We were not affected by seasonal growing.
Let me ask you something, Kay. Because Diddy is asking you about how you're going to remain independent, and you said that presumably the government won't affect you because you'll be, mainly independent. If the government can go after raw foods, people who have pasteurized milk, non-pasteurized milk rather, raw milk, and the Amish, why do you think they won't go after you?
Because they're going to need to eat too.
That's even more reason for them to go after you.
Let me say this to you. They're going to do what they got to do, and that's all good to me. I come from the environment, so I'm good with all that. I'm already prepared knowing that that's what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, that buffer. See, that buffer is like, oh, we get ready to shut you down, and we're going to replace you with this. They ain't got no replacements. So with that being said, it's about survival. Yeah, they want to keep control. See, certain things, you've been so controlling, it's going to get to a point you can't control nothing no more.
Let me ask you, Kay, because Diddy just said something, which is right. They mean you're going to be a main target. Now, you can protect yourself or try to protect yourself against the legal arm of the illegal law, which is going to try to shut you down, because if you're going to supply the produce to the people, isn't the aim of the government to make people suffer and starve?
Not really, but what it is that they didn't see. Let me say this to you. The government had nothing to do with the acts of God. See, this has been the worst drought in the history of America since the last 56 years. They had nothing to do with the crops in California because of a flood in March and April. They had nothing to do with all the crops drying up in the Midwest.
I don't know. Tony might have something to say about that with Harp.
Now, check this out. Now, if they threw a rocket up in the sky and messed up our ecosystem and our old well, is it hurting them too? See what I'm saying? This is the reason why the president's wife had the garden. Everybody thought that was cute. Oh, she's got the garden. They already knew what was coming, yes. They already knew it was coming, but did they know the severity of it? No. They didn't know that.
Oh, crap. Hold on.
JR? Yes, sir.
All right. Now, before I forget, my brother in the chat room who's just been typing away, Germán Zindo in the chat room says this is why they want to take our guns away, and he wants everybody to check out the 2010 HARP natural disasters. For those of you out there not familiar with HARP, you really need to go and read up on that and form your own opinion. I have my own opinion, but my opinion is my own. Go and find out for yourself, for we are only purveyors of knowledge on the show. We're not trying to tell you what to think, how to think. All we're saying is go forth and seek. And if for you folks out there, circa trova. For those of y'all who can't speak Latin, seek and you shall find. Circa trova. Go out and seek knowledge. The ball game is changing. The world is changing. Everything around us that we've grown accustomed to over the last 40 or 50 years is on its way out the window. To what degree you got the crazy folks at the Mayan calendars and all these wonderful things and all these other conspiracies. Believe what you want to, but know this fact. The world as we know it is changing. and all you have to do is go and look and see. Natural disasters are becoming more frequent. They're becoming at a more rampant. They're more destructive. There are things that are changing around us. Governmental policies are no longer what they used to be. Governments, which have never truly been in the business of taking care of people, are truly in the business of corporations right now. We the people is now we the profit. We the corporations. Going back to my wonderful elitist friend, Mr. Romney, who said corporations are people. You're absolutely right, Mr. Romney. Corporations are people, because people work for the corporations, but I know for a fact that's not the way you meant it. So you can play with the words all you want to. And if Mr. Obama, I'm not letting you off the rack either. Mm-hmm. Promises broken, promises never kept.
Mm-hmm.
You overpromised and you overspent, and that is just the reality of where we are. So maybe in your heart of hearts you had good intent. Because you're a politician, I don't trust you. But nonetheless, you overpromised. From the first day you got into that office, I knew you could not deliver on 80% of the things that you said you could have, because you're going up against a system that's far older and goes far wider than any one man can make a difference to.
The deck was stacked from the beginning.
And once again, I want to encourage everybody out there, if you are not aware of who the Federal Reserve is, I suggest you go and find out. It is going to shock you. And this is not conspiracy. Once again, this is fact. It is going to shock you, the amount of power that the Federal Reserve has over each and every one of our lives pertaining to our finances.
That's right. I wasn't just
future.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't exaggerating at all about the Federal Reserve. Mm-mm. Oh, and by the way, guys, I don't know what you guys are complaining about with Tony, with your book, and Diddy, with your company, and JR, with your company. What are you guys complaining about? You didn't build that.
So
to quote Obama. Remember?
First of all, I don't normally stand up for him, but the man's the conversation was taken out of context.
No, it wasn't, Tony.
Truth be told, let's be realistic. Even if you financed a small business, even if you built it with your very bare hands, you did not do it by yourself.
That's not.
You had somebody who had to show up there to help you put the wall up. You had somebody who had to help you lay the foundation. You had to somebody who had to deliver the cement to you. You had to have somebody who brought you the lumber. So it was all a hand-in-hand situation.
That's not what he meant, though. Do you know why?
Now, there is the topic of another conversation. Is that what he truly meant?
Take a look at what he said right after he said it. I forget exactly what he said, but he confirmed that you did not build that. I forget exactly what he said, but it was the next sentence. And then when he realized what he said, then he started talking about the teachers and the roads and the infrastructure and, practically.
He's a politician.
Yeah, I know.
He's a politician.
But he really meant you didn't have anything to do with your success. It was the people. He's a socialist, a communist, a collectivist. He's a person who believes an individual doesn't count. You have to give your all, your mind, to the collective. It's like Star Trek, practically. You've got to give it all up to the high.
Ain't no assimilation jumping off around here.
There you go.
Ain't no assimilation jumping off around here. And if that is the way the man truly feels in his heart, that's the way he truly feels. Because at the end of the day, how he feels truly does not matter, as that's been self-evident over the last 3.5 years. So he could fee, five, foot, and feel that way all he wants to. It has nothing to do with the reality of what has unfolded.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that is his opinion, even if he is a communist at heart.
Hey, I got a super intelligent question again, man. Why the government don't go back and revisit these desalinization plants and offset this drought when they got tons and tons and tons of ocean water?
Come on,
I can tell you that in one simple word, my dear friend. At this moment in time, profitability does not dictate such policies.
I've got another word. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Salinization. Ocean water you can't convert into fresh water.
So how are they consuming it on all the ocean liners and naval vessels and all of those places?
They make pit stops. They store water. They don't. I don't think they take it from the ocean. And
they do.
They do.
Fresh water, yes, sir. I'm gonna make you go do some research.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Fresh water.
They actually take the ocean water, the nuclear submarines, the aircraft carriers. They actually take the water and convert it into fresh water. I'm going to do the research on
fresh
that.
Fresh water.
If they do, then we've got a government that ought to be shot right now.
Now, as a matter of fact, I want to make sure I take this moment in the show to thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. I want to make sure we thank the sponsors of the show who allow us to come here and express our thoughts and opinions to the masses out there. We want to thank our listening audience that is growing in leaps and bounds. Once again, I feel so honored in the month of July. Y'all just shattered records for this show, and August is already off the thing.
Tony,
I think we can break. Yes.
Did you do over 40,000 again?
Oh, we're creeping up there.
Oh, yeah?
We're creeping over. We're creeping up, brother.
Okay.
And we want to... I'm still sometimes a little... thank you, German Zindo. God bless you, too, brother. Great show. We appreciate you tuning in. Numbers are just off the chains right now, Joe. And
yeah? Okay.
It's very humbling, but World Movement, where would the show be without our constant sponsor who has held us down from day one, www.worldmovement.com. I want to make sure we thank World Movement Records, World Movement.
Tony, you there? Did he?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I guess Tony got knocked off.
No. Well, we have no idea. You know, every now and then there's some technical difficulties. But,
yeah.
They do get worked out momentarily. That's one thing I got to say about the technical end of Blog Talk Radio. They're pretty responsive with that. But anyway, I think Tony was thanking our listeners for joining us and supporting us and all that good stuff. And if you haven't got any of the books, go out and get your copy of Who Is She and What Is She to You? Play a Step Your Game Up, and also Playology, that's available everywhere, everywhere, digitally.
Yes, indeed, and I'm back. I sort of lost you guys for a minute. As always, we want to thank Joe from Montana, the Neighborhood Gentrification Committee.
Yep.
Joe, I want to personally thank you for opening my eyes up to the Federal Reserve Board, sir. That tidbit of knowledge was well received, and I was just shocked, and I'm still reading more.
It's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I want to thank, everybody that has tuned in, will tune in, because a lot of y'all listen to us in the archives. We're going to be out. Please, knowledge, get to know, read, expand the boundaries of what you're thinking. You know what I mean? I want to make sure I give credit to the young lady at the beginning of the show, Miss Savin Gaviria. Check her out, SAVVYN. GAVEA. She opened up the show with her song. We're gonna go out like this. We ain't got nothing left but love for y'all, man. Join us next week.
All right.
Like I feel you.